Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. The Refuas, Miriam Bas Chaya, and Liora Rachel Bas Chaya Rezel Bas Dina, Sarah Leah Bas Rivka, Rav Yitzchak Ben Bracha, Rav Avram Yosef Ben Rosh Chaim, and Rav Yoshua Meir Ben Rachel Sarah. We're going to be continuing our series in Hilchos Malachim B'Siyata Dishmaya. We're going to learn now Perek Gimel Halachos Hey and Vav, and we're going to be basing ourselves on the Sefer Pilei Plos Haflei Vafela Be'er Miriam of Agona Gadol Rav David Yitzchak Mann. Says the Rambam, Hamelech Aser Lishtos Derech Shichrus, the king is not allowed to drink till he gets drunk. Shenemar Al LeMalachim Shesu Yayin, that kings shouldn't drink wine. Eliye Osek B'Torah U'Bitzarche Yisrael B'yom U'Valayla, but rather he should be Osek in Torah and in the needs of the Jewish people both by day and by night. Shenemar V'Haisa Imo V'Karabo Kol Yemei Chayav, as it says, it will be with him, meaning the Sefer Torah, and he should read it all the days of his life. So he should be Osek in Torah and in Tzarcha Yisrael day and night, and not get drunk. V'chein lo yehei shatuf b'nashim, the king should also not be immersed in women. Afilu lo haisel ela achas leimotza etzla tamid kishar tipshim, even if he only has one wife, he shouldn't be with her all the time like the fools, that they're just always looking for another, more and more romance, day and night. You have to have a life also. Shenemar al titein lenashim chelecha. It's a pasuk in Mishle. Al titein lenashim chelecha. Perek lamed aleph, pasuk gimel. Do not give your strength to wives. Al asaras libo ekpida Torah. The Torah was makpid that they shouldn't move his heart. Shenemar v'loyaseh levavo, his heart shouldn't be moved. Shelibo holev kol kahal Yisrael, his heart is the heart of the Jewish people. Lefikach divko hakosuv b'Torah yeser mishar am shenemar kol yemei chayav, and therefore the pasuk made him adhere to the Torah more than anybody else. It says all the days of his life. So here in the Kiryas Sefer, the Mabit is kol altogether these two halachos in the Rambam in one inyan. He says, "V'davik hakasev is a melech b'tarik to see v'haisimo etc. Kadesh lo yimashach achar amishte v'achar anoshim shafilu achas u'mesiris libo aser." So he puts them together not to be a drinker and not to be immersed in woman. Even one woman who removes his heart from serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu is already aser. Not only over 18 is aser, but even one if she's moving his heart from Hashem. So you see that the Kiryas Sefer is kolel the din of the Rambam in Halacha Hey Legabei Shtiyas Yayin LeMelach B'Melachim, with what the Rambam writes in Halacha Vav that he shouldn't be shatuf b'nashim. However, in the Rambam himself, we see that they're two separate halachas, because in Halacha Hey he writes the contrast L'Shtiyas Yayin. He says, "Don't drink too much, but rather be osek b'Torah yomam v'layla," and he brings the pasuk v'karbo kol yemei chayav. And then in Halacha Vav, he says that this is taluy in the fact that his lev kol Yisrael, and therefore lefikach divko hakasev b'Torah, the Torah, the pasuk made him adhere more to the Torah than anybody else. Not mitzad v'chiyuv limud Torah b'yom uvalayla, but rather mitzad that his lev kol kahal Yisrael. In Halacha Hey, it says that he has to be osik b'Torah yom uvalayla. It's two different halachas. Also in Halacha Hey he writes he's not allowed to drink Derech Shichrus, and he writes a lashon of Isser Lishtos Derech Shichrus. And Halacha Vav he only writes Shaloi Yashatuv B'Nashim, he doesn't write a lashon of Isser. Also in Halacha Hey he adds the Chiyuv of Osek B'Tzarcha Yisrael B'Yomu Malayla, and Halacha Vav he doesn't mention this at all. And from all this it appears that these are two different Isurim, two different Gdarim, two different Dinim, two different Ta'amim. And each one is separate. The Rambam writes Halacha Hey independently and Halacha Vav independently. V'hadvarim tzrichim biur, to understand the differences between the two halachas. It would appear as follows. The Rambam writes in Halacha Vav that the lev of the king is lev kol kahal Yisrael, and therefore difko akasiv b'tara yasim b'shara am, he has to be more attached to the Torah than anybody else. And it would seem from this, we can see the yesod of the two Re'evin and Rosh Hashanah Yitz Zayin Amud Beis. It says there in the Gemara that stuck tsa'aka is effective only before the Gzar Din and not after the Gzar Din. Frek the two Re'evin that we see in Brachas Legabi Chizkiyahu HaMelech and Dafiram Ralev, that a Yishayahu HaNavi told in Kvar Nigzar Alecha Gzeira, the decree was already decreed. Amar lo ben amotz kalein v'oscha b'tzei, that he said to him, stop being misnabe and go out. Kach mikublani, I have a tradition. Afilu cherv chad amunachas al tzavar shel adam al yimna atzma min arachamim. Even when a sharp sword is on a person's neck, he shouldn't despair of divine mercy. So Yeshaya said that he's going to die because he wasn't Osek Imperi Verivia, and that the decree was already finished, and Chizkiyo said it's not true, and he went and he davened to Hashem. So Frekta Turei Evan, I don't understand. Tzaka doesn't help after Gemara Din, and he said after the Gzar Din, there was already a Gzar Din on him. So how did his Tzaka, how is his Tzaka effective? So the Turei Evan answers, Ayin Sham, that a king is different because he is equal to the whole tzibur, like Shlomo said, Lasos Mishpat Avdo, Mishpat Amo Yisrael, Melachim Aleph, Perakhes, Pasuk Nuntes, that he does to do this, the judgment of your servant and the judgment of the Jewish people. So you see, the judgment of your servant, of the Melech, is equal to the judgment of the Jewish people, Melech Shakol Kitzibur. And by Tzibur, Tzaka is effective even after the Gzar Din, like it says there in the Gemara, Ad Kan, Divrei, Haturei Evin, Ayin Bezeb Meshechachma, at the end of Sefer Shmos and Haftarah Zachor, what he writes, Al Pi, the Turei Evin. In any event, in the Yerushalmi and Sanhedrin, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, it says, Melech v'tzibur nidon in the fun of kol yom. A king and a tzibur are judged before Hashem every day. Shenemar lasos mishpat avdo. As it says, to do the judgment of your servant in mishpat amo Yisrael. So they're equated. So it's mefurish, like the Turei Evin writes, that we equate a king and klal Yisrael. Rashi ala Torah, Parshas Chukas, Bamidvar chaf aleph, that Moshe is Yisrael and Yisrael is Moshe. Lomer lecha shenasi ador, hukuchol ador, ki anasi hu akol. Nasi is everything. Or chayim akadosh ala Torah, Parshas Vayera, Bereishis perikhof, pasuk dalet, and the pasuk hagoy gam tzadik taharog, that, what do you mean, hagoy gam tzadik taharog, you're going to kill a nation and it's tzadik. So Avimelech is talking, he's just a person. So he explains that, like Abay Mises Achav, we find that there's a lashon of misal kol ha'am, because the tsar of the king is the tsar of the whole nation. And that's like we've been saying, that a king has a din of the whole nation. And according to this, it would appear that when the Rambam says that libo ho'lev kol kahal Yisrael lefikach divko ha'kasuv b'torah yeser mishar ha'am, that means that just like we find a din and a kiyum of mitzvah Talmud Torah that's miyuchad, when all of the Jewish people are learning what we have in Megillah and Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, Kriyas Megillah is Doicha Talmud Torah, but that's only Talmud Torah D'Yachid and not Talmud Torah D'Rabim. Rashi says Talmud Torah D'Rabim is Talmud Torah D'Kol Yisrael. So it's Tosis there in Dibur Maschel Emesh, and so the Ran and the Meiri, Seals on the Bach and Arachayim, Simon Tarpaz and Magen Avram, and Siv Kot and Kimmel over there. So it's a Kiyum Meyuchat Shel Shem Talmud Torah that we have on the entire Jewish people, because Talmud Torah V'Yachid is pushed away for Kriyas Megillah, but not of Rabbim. So Melech Shehum Kechol Yisrael, a king was the status of the entire Jewish people, his Talmud Torah is considered Talmud Torah the Rabbim. Because of that, there's a special kiyum in his Talmud Torah. So it's a chiyuv miyuchad. Like the Rambam writes that he is a dibuk b'Torah yeser misha'ar ha'am. Why yeser misha'ar ha'am? Because he, his Torah is not like every individual Jew. His Torah is the Torah of Gans Klal Yisrael. So therefore, he has a special chiyuv in Talmud Torah, and that would appear to be the Yisod of Mitzvahs Hakel. It's a chiyuv meyuchad of Talmud Torah on all of the Jewish people, which, as we said, is a chiyuv, is a din Talmud Torah meyuchad, a special din Talmud Torah. Like the Rambam writes in Chagiga Gimel Vav, that there's an inyan of Kabbalah Satorah Mehar Sinai at Hakel. And that's like we've been saying, that there's an inyan Meyuchad B'Torah L'Kol Yisrael. And because of this, the Chiyuv Kriya is Al Yedei HaMelech, since the king has in his Kriya Mitzad Melech Din Talmud Torah Shel Kol Yisrael. And for the Kiyam of Talmud Torah of Kol Yisrael, it's not enough that the listeners should be Kol Yisrael. The one making it heard, the Mashmiya, also has to be Kol Yisrael. And that we only find by a Melech. Rabbi Rucham Fishel Perla on the Rasag. Mitzvahs Essay. Tez Zayin. Talks about this. He asks if a king is Ma'akev. Because you see, based on what we're saying, that not only the Shomea should be has to be Gans Klal Yisrael, but the Mashmi also should be Gans Klal Yisrael, the king. And he's a choker of Melech is Ma'akev. And that would appear to be Pshat Nesugya and Chagiga, of course, that it says there, Tan Rabbanan, Maisa, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brok, Rabbi Elazar ben Chasma, Shalhochu Lekavos Pnei Rabbi Yoshua, Shabbos Shalmi Haisa, Shabbos Rabbi Elazar ben Azari Haisa, Uvamaisa, Hagadas Hayom, Amr Lo Parashas Hakel, Madarash Bas. So Bekitsa, they went to see their Rebbe, and he asked them what the Jerusha was, and they told him, Hakel is Hana'om, Hanoshim, Vanoshim, Vatof, Im Hanoshim Boim Lilmo, Vanoshim Boos Lishmoa, Taflama Boim, Kedelit in Schailim Viayim. So the women, the men are coming to learn. The women are coming to listen. Why are the kids coming? To give Schair to those who bring them. And in the Jerusha's Maharim Mintz, in Jerusha Aleph, he's Marich, and so too in the Kliyokor, and Parshas Vayelech, Ve'od, Ve'od, to ask Mamanavshach, if there's no toeles, then why is there schar for those who bring the kids? There's no benefit, there's no schar. So what, how can you talk about schar? And also, why don't we say this in all mitzvahs in the Torah, that there should be schar for those who bring ketanim? And why dafka and mitzvahs hakel is there this inyan? Ayin shem what they write? Based on what we said, we can say as follows, that there's no kiyum mitzvah l'ketanim, or not going to be Mekayim, they're not going to understand, they're not going to be Mekayim in the midst of Talmud Torah. But Lifo Chalos Talmud Torah shall call Yisrael, for that you need Talmud Torah, Ketanim. You don't need Ketanim, Kwa Ketanim. You need Ketanim as part of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, that's the Toeles Lemeviyayim. So, for the Ketanim per se, there is no Toeles. But for us, for Klal Yisrael, there is Toeles in the middle of the Schar Lemeviyayim. So all the Gedolim have Toelis in the fact that now it's Talmud Torah of Klal Yisrael. And look there in Tosis, and that it says to give Schar Lemeviyayim, that on that there's Somech to bring Tanim to Shul. Sechesov from Perakitchetz Halachavav, it says to bring the boys and girls to Shul. And this is Shver, there's no Tzivui at all. So what Lahavi Schar Lemeviyayim is there? Based on what we said, there's a din of tzibur, there's a din of kol, so you need ketanim, and the base knesses is a place where the tzibur gathers. Memela, there's a din that there should be ketanim. It says there in Maseches Sofrim that nashim have to be makabel schar psias, and ketanim lav is schar lemeviyayim. The Gemara in Chagiga, it says nashim kedei lishmo, and not schar psias. We can say that the Gemara in Chagiga is talking in the Havamina that there's no chiddush yet of the Talmud Torah derabim. And therefore, it's a tachlis latzman kedei l'shmoa. But the maskana, women are also, you need a kahal, women are also part of the kahal, women are also part of the community. So when it comes to the ketanim, there's only schar l'meviyayim. But the gabei noshim, they themselves have a kiyum when they come. Because they are creating this Talmud Torah derabim, they have das to do that. And that's the schar psias. So not mitzad women themselves learning Torah, because women themselves are not chayiv in Talmud Torah, but rather it's schar psias ba'alma, it's in yonei yishtadlus b'mitzvah. So that's schar psias, is their effort. So the women also, they made this effort to create Talmud Torah derabim, so they themselves are not chayiv in Talmud Torah, But since they created this Talmud Torah, the Rabbim, they get Schar Psius. It's interesting that in Masechet Sofrim we see that this is exactly where Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah darshan on the day that they were Moshevim b'yeshiva. So it stems with the Gemara in Chagiga that they're both talking about this din of Rabbim, both the Beis Knesses and Hakel. However, we can say another inyan in what the Rambam writes, that there's a chi of Talmud Torah miyuchad b'melech mitzad shelibo holev kol kahal Yisrael. In the Tosefta, Perek Dalet of Sanhedrin, Halacha Hey, Yerushalmi Sanhedrin, Perek Beit, Halacha Vav, it says that there's a kal v'chomer. Ma melech Yisrael, that he's only, that shelo osak ela b'tzarcha Yisrael. It says, kol yimei chayov, shar kol adam, malach has kama v'kama. So we have to understand, adarabba, we see in the Rambam a special reason that there's a chiyuv of a melech Yisrael. So what's the kal v'chomer l'stam adam she'en libo kalev kol Yisrael? How can you say if a king has to learn, certainly kol klal Yisrael? No, the Rambam here says there's a special reason the king has to learn, because his lev is lev kol Yisrael. And also look in the Rabbi Chatzkel Abramsky and this Chazon Yecheskel, that he asks, what's the kal v'chomer? It's pashut. That he's only chayv in Talmud Torah when he's not osik b'tzor chetzi, where he's osik b'tzor chetzi, he's pater mi-Talmud Torah. So that's like every other Jew. So what's the kal v'chomer? If a king is chayov, so to ever, certainly everybody else. Why? Just like if he's busy, he doesn't have to learn. So too, if they're busy doing mitzvahs, they don't have to learn. So it would appear, based on the Yisod of the Or Samech, Pekanti Yisod, Perek Aleph, Milchus Talmud Torah, that the Chi of Talmud Torah of Kol Yochid V'Yochid is according to his Madregos and his Kochos HaNefesh. And everybody has a special shir in Talmud Torah, just Kriya Shema is a Chi of, and everybody Shachris V'Arvis. But when it comes to learning the rest of the time, that's everybody Lefi Kochos Nafsho. And this is actually Mavur, already in the Marishon, Sanhedrin, Zayin Amud Beis, Dibur Maschel, El Al Divrei Torah. And in this, the Rambam tells us that the Melech, his Lev, is Kalev called Kal Yisrael. In other words, his din is like somebody who has the kochos of Talmud Torah, like Kol Kahal Yisrael. And through this, he's a chi of Talmud Torah below Gvul, b'yom uvelayla. And in that, the Tosefta and the Yerushalmi say that a kal v'chomer, for someone who has kochos b'metzias, and not only because of the din, not only is kochos in lamdas, because his lev is lev Kol Kahal Yisrael. Certainly, somebody who has the kochos b'foal b'metzias, he's chayev l'fi kochosav. This is talking about somebody who taka has the kochos la'atzlacha b'talmud Torah. And this is a kal v'chomer m'melech, that even though b'foal he's busy with tzarchei Yisrael, but nevertheless, since it's considered that he has koach bilti mugbal, he's chayev in Torah below gvul, certainly somebody who in fact has a koach bilti mugbal. So it emerges according to this that b'din talmud Torah d'melech there's more of a chiyuv and there's more of a kiyum. He's more a chayiv than everybody else, and he's mekayim more than everybody else. His lev is lev kol kahal Yisrael. His Talmud Torah is in the level of tzibur. It's a different madrega. And that would apparently be pshat in the psukim in Mishlei. It says there, Perek Lamed Aleph, al titein lenashim chelecha. Udrachecha lamchos milachin. Do not give your strength to wives, and do not let your conduct destroy the protocol of kings. So, what's chelecha? Chelecha are the kochos that are miyuchad l'talmud Torah below gvul. So don't give your kochos to the women, that you're always busy with the women, with the ladies, and you're not giving your kochos to Talmud Torah. That's what some people do. They have tremendous kochos for Talmud Torah, and they especially teenagers, and they spend their time running after girls. Vidrachecha, that your ways, which are darchei malchus, and because of that, there's a special kiyum of Talmud Torah. Mitzad malchus, and instead of this kiyum, he's busy being erasing, being mevatel, the protocol of kings, because they have a special din Talmud Torah. That's the protocol of a Jewish king. So the pasuk is saying, don't run after the ladies all the time, because you have these special chiyuv and a special kiyum Talmud Torah, you have to be learning all the time. And there's a very special kiyum when you do so. It's called Kol Yisrael. But the Gabayayin, we see there in Pasuk Dalid, Allah Melochim Lemoel, Allah Melochim Shiso Yayin, Uleroznim, Ay Shechar. It is not proper for kings who belong to God, it is not proper for kings to drink much wine, and for princes to imbibe drink. That's the pasuk that the Rambam quotes. Rambam quotes Al Titein Lenashim Chelecha that we just read in Halacha Vav, when he tells them not to be shatuf benashim, and he also quotes pasuk in Halacha Hey, also there in Mishlei, pasuk away, that the Alam Alachim shall say Yayin. Continues the pasuk, next pasuk. Pen yishte v'yishkach mechukak v'yishane din kol b'nei yir, lest he drink and forget the statute of the Torah and pervert the judgment of all of the children of the poor. In other words, it's not only p'chisus, it's not only bittul, like we learned about the wine, but the wine, we said, V'drachecha lamchos melachin, that your conduct will destroy the protocol of kings. But here, it's an iser mamish, it's pritzus, it's something, it's bittul if he's not doing as kings should do. But here it's an iser mamish. By yayin, it's an iser mamish, because then he's gonna change the din of Kol B'nei Oni. Did I read B'nei Ir? Of Kol B'nei Oni. He's going to change the din of all the poor people. And that's already an Isser. So, when we talk about women, it's Pchisus and Bittul. It's not the right thing. He's not acting like a king should act. But here, it's an Isser Mamish. He's going to change the din. He's going to pervert the judgments of the children of the poor. V'ayide yayin kam yishane ha-din she'ala livsok. Because of the wine, he's going to change the halacha. Because the Rambam writes later on, Perek Dalet Halacha Yud, that the Ikar Malchus is for din. And that's what it means. Pen yishte. B'shochach mechukak. It's talking about din. It's talking about Talmud Torah. And yishane kol b'nei oni. Because he's chayav to take care of the needs of the Jewish people, and he's not going to do as he's supposed to do, and therefore it's gevaldik that in halacha hey it's mavur in the Rambam in iser mamish when we're talking about drinking wine, because he's going to change what he's mechuyev to do kedin melech, and the chiddush of the Rambam is it's also even at night, because then also he has to deal with the needs of the Jewish people. He's chayiv in Talmud Torah. He's chayiv in Eisa Kol Yisrael. He's a melech. He's not allowed to be a drunkard. He's not allowed to drink too much. Regular guy, not in such a high madrega. And if he gets drunk every so often, it's not necessarily usher. Obviously, shouldn't get out of hand. And the ideal is that a person shouldn't be on that madrega. But if a person isn't in the madrega, you know, Friday night, instead of sitting all Friday night and learning, he has some nice King David Kedem wine, or whatever brand you drink. This is not an advertisement for Kedem. It's not the end of the world. He's not chayiv, but a king is a special chayiv. Ashenken and Allah Chavav. And the Rambam read vegan noshim, the Rambam's talking about the ladies. It's not mitzad azman shalayla. Remember in Halacha Hey, the Rambam mentions layla. Because he has to be osik b'tar b'tzorcha yisrael b'yom uv'alayla. But in Halacha Vav, there the Rambam doesn't mention Isser, and he doesn't mention layla. because there is no Isser. And there's no special inyan of Laila. It's just not proper that a king should take his kochos and his special kiyum of Talmud Torah and give them to women, and instead invest his energies in romance. And instead of the kiyum of Talmud Torah to be with the Torah, he's having every night he's having a candlelight dinner with his wife. It's not right for a king, because divko akosav b'Torah. Why? Because libo lev kol kahal Yisrael. He is a special kiyum of Talmud Torah, that his lev is the lev of kol kahal Yisrael, and therefore he has to learn more than anybody else. He has this din of Talmud Torah derabim. It's not mamish and isser, it's just not right. But in halacha hey, like we see from the pasuk, it is an isser, because he's going to change the din. In halacha hey, he speaks about the schi of yomam v'layla. He has to be osik b'tzarcha yisrael yomam v'layla, and therefore it's aser for him to be involved in drinking. But in halacha vav, it's not mitzad the yom v'layla, it's mitzad that his lev is lev kol kahal Yisrael, and therefore he has a special chiv of Talmud Torah, but not mamish and iser. And that we see in the Psukim in Mishle, that only with respect to wine, it says there, Al lamelachim limoel. What does that mean? Rashi says, limoel is that he's shayach le'el. It is not proper for kings who belong to God. He's shayach to Hashem. So why don't we have that same expression by Al Titein Lanashim Chelecha, by not being involved too much in the ladies? Why is it only said by the Yayin? But based on what we said, it's very good. At the Yayin, the Chiddush is that there's no time of day that is not Meshubad Lamalchus, and therefore he's usher in wine even at night, because that's what the Rambam is telling us in Halacha Hey. In Halacha Hey, the Rambam is telling us that all the time he has to be involved in Tzarchei Yisrael. And therefore, that means even at night. And therefore, at night, he shouldn't be drinking wine. And it's also for him to drink Derech Shichrus, because it's a 24/7 job being Melech. He's Shayach Lekel, even at night. And therefore, it says, Lemoel. The Misha Shayach Lekel, somebody who's Shayach Tashem. In other words, he has no time for himself, and therefore he's Aser B'chol's Man B'yayin. And this isn't a bad, this has nothing to do with the Isser Nashim. The Isser Nashim is not because it's to steer at his Shibud. He's not Aser B'Nashim because he's Meshubat the Klal Yisrael 24/7. No, there it's because it's a Pchisus L'mal also. There, it's just not appropriate for somebody of such high standing to be involved all the time in his romantic relationships with his wife or wives. It's a prisus. Why is it a prisus? Because it's something low for him. Because his lev is lev kol kahal Yisrael. His heart is the heart of the entire Jewish people. Therefore, somebody on such a high madrega, somebody with such a high level chiyuv, that his he has such a special chiyuv and kiyum of Talmud Torah, that it's like a Talmud Torah derabim, so it's beneath his dignity to be matzu yetzla tamid lekishara tipshim, to always be with his wife. It's not appropriate for the king, because it's beneath his level. So in Halacha Hey, the Rambam is telling us the king is completely subordinate to Hashem and to the Jewish people 24/7. And therefore it's usur for him to drink wine, like the Pasuk brings, it says a Lashon of Isser. It doesn't say Lashon of Isser, but it says it's going to change the din of the B'nai Oni. That's already an Isser. And he's subordinate if he's a drinker, and he's subordinate to them 24/7, so therefore he's not allowed to drink, not allowed to drink Derech Shichros ever. And then in Halacha Vav, the Rambam is telling us the Madrega of the king. What's the Madrega of the king? The Madrega of the king is his lev called Kahal Yisrael. And therefore it's not appropriate, not mitzad that he doesn't have the time to be with his wives because he should be so busy learning, but mitzad that he has such a vast responsibility, because his lev called Kahal Yisrael. He has this chiyuv bilti mugbal in Talmud Torah, just like the Jewish people do, even if befall he can't do it. But nevertheless, that's his chiyuv. He has to do it as much as he can, because he's the king. So therefore, it's p'chisus for this person, whose lev is kol kahal Yisrael, and he has such a tremendous kiyum of Talmud Torah, it's p'chisus for him, it's beneath his dignity, and wrong, if not mamish aser, for him to be involved with the nashim always, ayya matzu yatzla, tamit kishara tipshin. So we, Baruch Hashem, we have a mahalach in the Rambam that, as we said in halacha hey, halacha vav is machmas chelecha, it's because of his power, he shouldn't give his power to women, he should instead give his power to Talmud Torah. And in halacha hey, that all of his time should be for Talmud Torah, and day and night. And we understand if it's when one is us, why one is us or why isn't. And we learn Yisodos and Mitzvos Hakel, and in Talmud Torah the Rabbim, and bringing the Ketanim to Shul. And it was Mamish Pilei Plos. And obviously there's tons more to say in the Rambam, but we will conclude here. And give ourselves a bracha that we should be Zocha Lilmodu Lamed, Lishmor Velasos, Ulekaim is called Divrei Salma Tarasu Biahava, Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.